Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen made a surprise visit to Kyiv on Monday to reaffirm U.S. support for Ukraine and its struggle against Russia's invasion. Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom reports.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen swept into Kyiv on Monday, highlighting U.S. economic aid that is bolstering Ukraine's war effort.
Transfer of an additional amount of over $1.2 billion. That's the first tranche of about $10 billion in direct budget support that the United States will provide in the coming months.
Yellen met with President Volodymyr Zelensky and Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal. Shmyhal said the two discussed further U.S. sanctions on Russia, as well as confiscating frozen Russian assets.
Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a nightly speech on Monday his country can only defend its skies if an aviation taboo is ended. He said our pilots and anti-aircraft units and other experts of our Air Force are doing a great job, but we will be able to completely protect our skies when the aviation taboo is fully lifted in relations with our partners. The military situation is becoming increasingly difficult around the town of Bakhmut, the focal point of Russia's advances in eastern Ukraine, Zelensky added in the address. The death toll has risen to at least 63 in the migrant tragedy off Italy's southern coast after rescue crews recovered more bodies. Children were among the dead after a wooden boat broke up in stormy seas on the reefs near the coast on Sunday. At least 80 people survived, but more were feared dead. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korean ruler Kim Jong-un has called for stronger public solidarity behind his leadership to significantly increase grain production. The remarks reported Tuesday come as outside experts say North Korea is experiencing a serious shortfall in food, though they've seen no signs yet of mass deaths or famine. Observers say meaningful steps to produce more grain would require more money be spent on agriculture as North Korea devotes resources to its nuclear weapons program. The Ghana Health Service says a shortage of routine vaccines for children blamed for a measles outbreak that has infected 120 people will be resolved within weeks. Health officials warn childhood diseases could quickly spread if the vaccines are not soon made available. Kent Menza reports from Accra.
For months, nursing mothers have been complaining of shortage of vaccines meant for babies from birth to at least 18 months. The situation became worse in February after major health facilities in 10 out of the 16 administrative regions of Ghana kept turning nursing mothers away due to erratic supply. Parliament has summoned the West African country's health minister, Kweku Ajimamenu, to discuss the vaccine shortage. The next few days are crucial for many children, especially those who live in inner cities and dense parts of urban areas and are exposed to vaccine-preventable diseases at an early age. Kent Mensah for VOA News, Accra, Ghana.
A new study says that back-to-back hurricanes that hit the same general place in the United States are getting more frequent. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
What used to be a rare 1-2 punch of consecutive hurricanes hitting about the same place weeks apart seems to be happening more often. That's according to a new study that says climate change will make these back-to-back storms more frequent and nastier in the future. Using computer simulation, scientists at Princeton University calculate that the deadly storm duet that used to happen once every few decades could happen every 2 to 3 years as the world warms. I'm Shelley Antler.
Canada is banning TikTok from all government-issued mobile devices, reflecting widening worries from Western officials over the Chinese-owned video-sharing app. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says it might be a first step to further action. TikTok is widely popular with young people, but its Chinese ownership has raised fears Beijing could use it to collect data on Western users or push pro-China narratives and misinformation. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.